News media can trigger conflict between people in romantic relationships if they have opposing political views. A University of Illinois associate professor has been studying the impacts. Emily Van Doon started her research during the 2020 election. So far, she has interviewed 67 people with varying political beliefs and gender and sexual orientations. Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton sat down with Van Doon to learn more.
From the overall findings of your study, would you say that most people are deciding to stop consuming news altogether, or are they doing it in a secretive way? What are you seeing the most of?
I heard both. I had respondents who were talking about, can't watch the news in the same room as my spouse, or I could literally hear my spouse, coming up the driveway and would rush to turn off the news. And so a lot of it was, how public is the news that you're consuming? Are you sharing a space with somebody? And how much do you feel like this is driving conflict in the relationship? Because that certainly motivates people to turn off news when they hear their spouse coming down the driveway, because it is such a conflictual thing. But I also heard people who talked about, social media news sharing. Like, some people would try and share articles back and forth with one another, and that became a point of conflict. So even like news consumption that's very much in private, we do that on our social media platforms, or we connect to articles that way. For couples who are trying to engage or share those with one another, it can become a point of conflict where it becomes where they can't engage with news at all, even if it's, sharing an article or watching news in a separate room.
Could you tell me a little bit more about the emotional aspect of this study? Did people really go into that at all? What were some of the findings from that?
Yeah, it's really hard. It can be, there's so much to say that over time our political identities have become social identities. And, we don't just identify with a party. We are now in social groups that also share a partisanship. So, of course, that's really kind of threatening if the person that you're potentially, some of them are spending the rest of their lives with them, someone you're considering spending the rest of your life with, potentially raising children or raising children with them. These are people you're supposed to really be aligned with. So it was very hard for some of these people to reconcile, I believe this thing and my partner believes this. And what does that tell me about our difference in values or our difference in morals? So all of this is very much tied to emotion and feeling like your partner understands you or at least sees the world in the same way that you do, which matters specifically for a romantic partner, because that's somebody who is intimate with you in so many different ways, somebody you're going to potentially build a life with, which is just, it's just different than, somebody on Facebook or a random friend that you have.
Did any of the couples share what they are doing to grapple with these differences?
Yeah, different strategies work for different people. Avoidance can be good, right? There's some research that says actually topic avoidance can be really helpful if it is a stress point in the relationship. The problem comes when that avoidance is around a topic that is very much tied to who you are. And for some of these couples, they strongly identify in their political beliefs. And so to avoid talking about a whole part of yourself can actually be almost more damaging than avoiding, the nitty gritty conversation with your partner. So I think, figuring out what's important to you, recognizing it matters, and then setting some really intentional boundaries around what are you going to allow, what are you not going to allow, and then finding common ground. I think that tends to work really well when you're able to say, hey, look, what I'm hearing is we both agree on this value. We just are approaching it differently. Let's recognize that we both agree on that. Right. That can be a really helpful conversation point if it starts to get really heated.
That's U of I Associate Professor of Communications Emily Van Doon speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton.